Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're going to have a great visit here with a new friend of ours. Dr. Stephen Mintz is here. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. He also has a stellar career as a professor emeritus. He's now emeritus. That means he's really wise, a professor emeritus for the California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo. He's an award-winning executive and expert and educator, and he's an expert in the area of ethics and somebody that makes him very somebody aligned very much with my work, and we're glad to have him on the show. Dr. Stephen Mintz, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Tell me what caused me to focus my attention on ethics, but I'd like to know what was the burning motivation, because it takes a motivation, heavy motivation to devote to writing a book like yours. What was the pressure that was causing you to put this out?
Well, my professional background is as a CPA. I started off in public accounting many years ago. And, of course, CPAs have a very strong code of ethics.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always drawn to that, the notion that you put the public interest ahead of your own interests, even if that means a loss of a job or making your employer or client unhappy. So I was attracted to that. And when I left public accounting and went into academia, I started to do some research on ethics. It was at a time when there were a lot of financial scandals. I don't mean 2007 and 8, going back further than that.
Right.
Companies, some of us will remember ZBeth, as one example.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was approached by the California Society of CPAs to write up some ethics case studies by interviewing CPAs about their difficult situations. Changing the facts, protecting their identity. I wrote up some cases. They got published. Eventually, McGraw-Hill asked me to write a book on ethics for accounting students, but in business ethics in general. And one thing led to another. It became my major research area in academia. And as you mentioned, I was quite well recognized for that. But in my gut, in my heart of heart, I've always believed that doing the right thing is the only way to lead one's life, because, as my book points out, it can lead to happiness and greater meaning in your life.
So you grew up in a period where all around you there was ethical behavior in your profession. You did business with architects and other people who had ethical behavior. You saw business people making ethical decisions. Some not, though. Some didn't make it, but most people did. And you saw the decision-making process that they went through to make ethical decisions. And what you learned was that ethics is not black and white. Ethics is gray, isn't it? I mean, it's not. If it was easy, we wouldn't have to talk about it. Ethics is gray.
Right.
You know what's right. You know what's wrong. And somewhere in the middle is what I expect of you and you expect of me, right? In the marketplace, it's not necessarily going to be binary, is it?
No, it isn't. It isn't. Ethical decisions are easier said than done. And in the workplace, in the business community, I think there's people speaking up about unethical decisions is a big issue. And I know the government has tried to get individuals and companies to, if not promote, certainly have outlets for employees to report wrongdoing, but there's always the fear of retaliation.
Right.
That somehow if I come forward, it means means I'll be lose my job, maybe be demoted, that sort of thing. So there's oftentimes a disconnect between what an employee wants to do, thinks is right, and whether the organization will in fact support that.
But the industries, the sectors of our economy have been based on ethical behavior. We've seen it over and over again, not just the professions, but the industries themselves. The problem we have now is we've got industries that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago. We've got sectors and participants who their world didn't exist 20 or 30 years ago, and they seem to be having difficulty applying ethical behavior to their work. And we're going to talk about that some more, what he thinks about all this, the new stuff, with Dr. Stephen Mintz, author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.